Chapter 3. Doña Natica. Many years before, when General Fulgencio Batista ruled the island of Cuba, Doña Natica attended a dinner in honor of a foreign prince. As she curtsied in her long evening dress, black silk chiffon against which her emerald earrings flashed, the prince was heard to mutter that he had never seen a more attractive woman. But that came as no surprise to Doña Natica, whose English father had told her often that she was beautiful. Mi rosa de oro, my golden rose, he used to say when he carried her in his arms into his magic circle. Doña Natica, suspended in time, impervious to change, concentrates on her favorite subject, the glorious past. With her fine bones and clear blue eyes, this elegant woman, now almost 100 years old, might be a figure in an 18th-century English painting, imperious, haughty, aristocratic. Tropical colors seem too strong for her, the aromas too pungent. She's an evocation of the island's past, a colonial grafting onto the native plant. Since a bad fall a number of years ago, Doña Natica has been confined to Natty's house. Every morning when she awakens, she circles her bedroom and stares at the sacred relics of her past, the silver brushes with their swirling monograms, the hand-painted fans edged in white lace, the crystal bottles of Guerlain perfume. She lingers at the portrait of her daughter Natty on her wedding day. She had everything, a husband who adored her, 2 beautiful daughters, 5 household servants, 12 goblets of baccarat crystal. On her daily round, Doña Natica visits Margarita, a porcelain doll dressed in white muslin. When she was very small, Doña Natica's brother borrowed his mother's scissors and snipped off all of Margarita's golden curls. He promised his sister that they would grow back, condemning the doll and Natica to a long, hopeless vigil. Another betrayal. Doña Natica's memories come in waves, flinging her backwards and forwards across the century. Sometimes she remembers the sedate Havana of her childhood, the Café Domenica, where she sipped an orange granizado and her father wore a Panama hat. She sits in cafes that serve minute cakes of chocolate, citron, and almond paste. Along O'Reilly Street, she shops for Spanish shawls.